Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Seamus Toomey with us, and you guys at Block Club have really been all over this Loretto Hospital story. They another person has been charged now in that $200 million COVID test scheme. Give us the details, Seamus.
Jamil Okusa, he's just the latest guy. Sort of this was centered around a guy by the name of Anoush Ahmed. He was charged with filing up to $900 million in false claims, and as well as stealing money from Loretto Hospital. So, you know, a couple things to be angry about in this story if it all proves out to be true. And we don't know because he fled to Dubai and is waiting trial. But, he was ripping off allegedly a safety net hospital that was meant to set up and help low-income people, as well as there's charges that he took their patient information and used it to file false claims, claiming they had been tested for COVID. There was also allegations that they were testing people and not, taking their information, but not actually processing the test. So you thought you were negative, you might have been positive. Who knows? They never got sent anywhere. So yeah, it's just it drags on. You know, we're going on 5 years now here, and the feds are still working.
I remember first hearing about this, and I'm sure the reaction of most people to the story was anger, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's taken a couple turns because it initially started back when people were fighting to get vaccines,
right,
and you couldn't get them, and they were giving them to people that weren't eligible yet. So that was the initial sort of outrage, and then mm-hmm. it's turned to, as it usually does in times of crisis, you figure out that there's been money going out the back door.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the Rogers Park story about this bar that, what happened? They're closed, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. This is the Glenwood Bar. This is in Rogers Park. It's at about Morse and Glenwood, right along the tracks there. They hold this big Pride North Festival every year right around the big Pride Parade. And it got canceled right at the last minute. It actually wasn't canceled by the bar. The alderwoman up there had to announce because she said, hey, we don't have any permits for this yet you haven't announced that it's not happening. So they sent out late word that it wasn't happening. Ever since then, the police have showed up checking liquor licenses and appeared to be expired. So Glenwood Bar is now closed down now. We're not exactly sure if all these permitting issues were all tied together with the closure of the Pride Festival, but it seems like it's definitely a possibility that the city figured out it didn't have a state liquor license and wasn't going to approve the big festival. But yeah, it's a pretty popular festival. I've seen pictures over the years, and mm-hmm. it's just people jammed into Glenwood right outside this bar. And so it didn't happen this year. We'll keep an eye on whether the state approves it, lets them go back in business. But right now, the bar is dark.
There is approval in Bronzeville for the landmarking of an old church. And I guess it's about time, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a church. If you drive up and down South King Drive, it's at 39th and King. It's the old Morning Star Baptist Church. It's been there in some form since for 113 years. It was an old auto repair building, which is not uncommon in that area. There are lots of motor row areas. But they moved there and they renovated it significantly in the 60s. So it's a modernist building now, but it's really been around for a long time. The city council just recently made it a city landmark. It's still an active church. Sometimes we see these landmarks for churches that are being threatened for demolition or sale or pickleball courts. But this one's still active. It's been going since the Great Migration. Really, it got its first congregation. So this gives it protection and gives it ability to get some grant dollars for renovations and that sort of thing. So Morningstar Baptist Church is here to stay.
At 3993 South King Drive. And on blockclubchicago.org, everything you need to know about the NASCAR Chicago Street Race Weekend, tickets, schedules, street closures. The only thing missing is when exactly it's going to rain. Probably late Saturday, according to the forecast. What else do we need to know, Seamus?
Yeah, well, I think we're 2 for 2 on raining over 4th of July weekend for this one. This is year 3 of the contract, so I'm sure NASCAR is like, come on, Chicago. It doesn't rain here at all, does it? but yeah, I think the main things to know is there's a smaller race at 1 p.m. on the races are Saturday and Sunday. The big one's on Sunday. 165 miles driving around Grant Park. I wouldn't recommend trying to drive yourself to Grant Park anytime in the next couple days or so. They're going to start closing down Lakeshore Drive in the next couple days, as well as Roosevelt. So it's going to be a little tough to get around, but if you like NASCAR, it's a lot of fun, especially if it's not raining.
Especially. All right, Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus.